In Sierra Leone, Victor and his two younger siblings were recently placed under the care of their grandmother after losing both parents to the deadly infection. During their stay at a government-run treatment center, Victor was the main caregiver for his little brothers, although he's only 11 years old. Nyaika Alexander from the World Health Organization communications team in Guinea and Sierra Leone met them during her recent stay.
So there are some children who do wind up being cared for in their families, but it's probably still difficult. Imagine this grandmother now has three new kids, and the village where they're going to go, who knows what they know about Ebola and how well these children will be accepted. And when you see the pictures of Victor, he has such a harsh face right now. He looks like a little man because he's had to be responsible for those other little boys.
In addition to children orphaned by the disease, there are children who have been rejected by their families and communities for having been sick or having been in contact with a sick parent. UNICEF is looking for ways to provide children with the help they need to heal physically and emotionally. In Liberia, the agency is training 400 additional mental health and social workers. But it's also looking to strengthen family and community support to children affected by Ebola through the local authorities. Manuel Fontaine is the UNICEF Regional Director for West and Central Africa.
The obvious solution in UNICEF, for UNICEF in general and the other child protection organizations, is to find alternative family care. But I think we're very aware at the moment that it is difficult for infection reasons, at least in the 21 days following the exposure. So then we're looking at other alternatives.
One possibility UNICEF is looking at, Mr. Fontaine says, is to establish interim care centers in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea to accommodate and care for these children. However, he adds, the issue of stigma remains.
We're trying to bring on board a number of survivors, you know, people who have been sick, have somehow recovered, therefore are immune, and would agree to care and would, of course, be qualified to care for children temporarily in those structures.
Over the next 6 months, more than 2,500 Ebola survivors who are now immune to the disease will be trained in Sierra Leone. They will provide care and support to children put in isolation or quarantine in treatment centers to avoid the spread of the infection. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.